Coffee.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And there we go, live to the Carnegie Court Hotel in Swords in North Dublin, where the bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, so to speak, or parade down the aisle, because we were contacted 2 weeks ago by Tanya Lumsden. Tanya, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How's the excitement?
Everyone give Joe a cheer.
Yay! Very good. I wish I was there.
There you go.
To catch that bouquet.
Pop over on over after. You'll be brilliant.
And tell us, how have things gone? You tell us why you contacted Liveline and then what happened.
I contacted Liveline because I had put a post up on a Facebook group called Help Me, I'm Getting Married, to say that Mum was terminal and her wish was to get married and we had no time to do it. And everyone was amazing, so I contacted Liveline to thank them. But the only thing we didn't have was a venue. So yeah. Liveline got us one and then it all fell into place and 2 weeks ago, it was an impossible task. Today, it's en route.
And how is Adrienne? How is the bride?
I'll put
to be?
It on to you here now, Joe.
Oh, very good.
Say hello, Mama.
Hello, Joe. Thank you very much for everything.
How are the nerves?
And your flowers are beautiful.
I know. How are the nerves?
Bad.
You're good. Yeah, you're okay. You're nervous. You're nervous.
Yes,
no, you're not thinking of changing your mind.
After all this, are you joking me?
So what time is the wedding at?
3:30, I think.
Okay. And how are you feeling today, Pat?
A bit nervy.
Okay. Okay. And have you a few... I know you're in and out of hospital, I know that, but have you the next few days planned? Will you be able to stay in the hotel or will you have to go back?
Yeah, we'll be able to stay for a few days.
Great.
Not back for chemo for Thursday.
Okay. Now, can I ask you probably aren't allowed to see... your bride-to-be, sure, or your husband. Sure you're not your husband-to-be.
Oh, no, I'm not allowed to see him.
You're not allowed to see him?
No.
Why? And you know where he is?
He's somewhere in the hotel.
He's on the missing list.
He's hiding in case he sees me first.
And is it be wrong for me to ask you to describe what you're wearing before he sees you? Isn't that correct?
It's a lovely cream. Chiffon, would you?
Chiffon, okay.
Which? Chiffon, the dress.
Yeah, it's lacy chiffon.
Lacy chiffon.
Lacy chiffon. And Anthony.
Smart
brides. Oh, well done, well done. And has Anthony told you what he will be wearing?
No.
Is there an exchange of rings today at the ceremony? Oh, magic.
Yeah.
Magic. And who's going to conduct the ceremony? Do you know, Adrienne? Who's doing the...
Tanya, who's conducting?
Who's conducting? The ceremony's name is Niamh.
Niamh, okay.
Yeah.
And she a humanist?
She's a humanist, yeah. Oh, she's tailoring the ceremony to them. That... And we've just received our bouquets here in the flowers, so the sisters are a little emotional.
Okay. So it's all systems go, Tanya?
It's all systems go. Get her to the aisle now. It's almost there.
Okay. Well, we wish you well. Have a magnificent day.
Thank you, guys.
Well
so
done
much.
Again to everyone, Carnegie Court Hotel. Above all, well done to Adrienne, well done to Stephen, and well done to our wonderful, wonderful family, the three daughters. Give me the names, Tanya, Danielle,
and
Jade. Tanya, Danielle, and Jade. I wish you well. But above all, Adrienne, I'm told by someone who's ringing from the reception, they say you look absolutely radiant, Adrienne. You look gorgeous. So enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you very much, Joe.
I hope everything goes as well as it can be in the future. But thanks again, and you deserve a great, great day. You're a great woman. You're a great, great woman, and you're a great couple, a great husband, a great wife, a great day. Adrienne and Anthony, within a few minutes, will be man and wife. Flying into the North Dublin sky. Have a great day, guys. You deserve it. Back on Monday, 1:45. Ray Darcy's next.